Time now for the Argus Hamilton and Joe Burdett 505 Club report. The New York Post published emails from Hunter Biden's computer showing Joe Biden met with Hunter's Ukrainian benefactor while Joe was vice president. Apparently, political patronage runs in the family. Hunter's love child is 11 months old, and already he's on the board at Gerber's. I think that's Dave. Hunter Biden stayed unavailable for comment about the emails on his laptop connecting his board job on the Ukrainian energy company to his dad's influence as VP. The board job never made any sense. The only thing Hunter Biden knows about energy is that cocaine gives him lots of it. Eric Clapton. The World Health Organization's Peter Navarro flip-flopped on shutdowns Tuesday, admitting finally they do far more harm to society than good. The shutdowns comprise only half of our daily humiliations. I want to get on that road that Saul went on in the Bible, the road to Damascus. The New York Post report Rick Moranis was assaulted on a New York street by total strangers for no reason. The huge publicity could revive his show business career. The fly that landed on Mike Pence's hair during the VP debate has just signed to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Hi-oh!
Joe Biden again in Toledo Tuesday, telling a 30-car gathering that he's running for the U.S. Senate. Later, he couldn't remember the Republican candidate who ran against Obama for president in 2012. If nothing else, Joe Biden has ended the myth of white supremacy once and for all. President Trump came roaring back into the campaign trial Monday, addressing a huge crowd in Sanford, Florida, in full health. Personally, I don't believe for a minute in the accuracy of mainstream media polls claiming Biden is leading the president. Even COVID chose Trump over Biden.
You damn right!
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo served as the Grand Marshal of a virtual Columbus Day parade in Manhattan. It's a holiday that's a matter of pride for Italian Americans and a point of anger for the Native American tribes. Every year, Liz Warren celebrates Disingenuous People's Day.
Oh, rimshot!
Columbus Day was marked with a virtual parade in New York, but called Indigenous People's Day in three states. That makes no sense. Calling Columbus Day Indigenous People's Day is like celebrating the date the Germans invaded France with flamethrowers and calling it French Fry Day. Louisiana got clobbered by the sixth hurricane to make landfall this year as comedy clubs, rock venues, restaurants, churches, and stadiums remain shut down. The fun never ends. I will not turn my clock back on November 1st because, seriously, none of us need an extra hour of 2020. The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, reacting to plummeting fan interest, said the NBA next season will back away from the social justice messaging on uniforms and on the courts. The good news is the NBA has finally achieved equality. They have the same TV ratings as the WNBA. President Trump scoffed at the Presidential Debate Commission's offering of changing his debate with Biden to a virtual debate. Imagine the reaction in the West Wing the moment Trump was told the commission arranged a virtual debate. I'd love to have been a fly on the vice president's head. President Trump posted a video on return to the White House Monday and gave a passionate plea asking Americans not to fear the coronavirus or let it dominate our lives. He said no one's to blame but China. Every country in the world has coronavirus now, but China got it right off the bat. And a couple from Joe Burdett and the 505 Club, London News. Hundreds of white men chased a group of black men through the streets of London last week. By the way, the London Marathon is an annual event. Israel News. An Israeli study says sex as soon as possible after a heart attack improves survival rates. To me, it just sounds like a good way to get fired from the ambulance crew. Finally, the White House issued its congratulations to Vice President Pence for a stellar debate performance last Wednesday night. Nothing could make him flinch. Pence was so cool under pressure that everywhere he speaks, he's now greeted by protesters who insist that black flies matter. And that is our Argus Hamilton and Joe Burdett 505 Club Report.
That's all, folks.
For the week.